USA Radio News.
President Biden is calling for the removal of normal trade relations with Russia following the invasion of Ukraine.
A most favored nation status designation means two countries have agreed to trade with each other under the best possible terms.
The proposal would require congressional approval. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Vladimir Putin is the one to blame for what's happening in Ukraine.
Mr. Putin can stop this war right now by agreeing to a diplomatic solution, or at least just stopping the bombing and the death and the destruction that he is causing against a nation that provoked nobody.
65 million people are under a winter weather advisory this weekend as a powerful winter storm blowing into the Northeast is expected to intensify into a bomb cyclone today. The Weather Prediction Center says some areas could receive more than 12 inches of snow. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
President Biden is banning the import of seafood, spirits, and diamonds from Russia. This means no more caviar and vodka from that country because of the Ukrainian invasion.
Revoking PNTR for Russia is going to make it harder for Russia to do business with the United States.
The president added that the United States will be going after Russian oligarchs who support Vladimir Putin. Fighting continued to rage northwest of Kyiv, with the bulk of Russian ground forces 16 miles from the center of the Ukrainian capital, while several other cities were encircled under heavy shelling. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Arina Vereshchuk said she hoped that several humanitarian corridors would open for thousands of residents in the bombarded cities. So far, the fighting has created more than 2 million refugees. Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, said the company plans to ask the FDA about the need for a fourth COVID-19 shot. He cited data showing that vaccine protection wanes against Omicron after only 3 or 4 months. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
A grand jury has declined to charge NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson of any crimes.
NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson will not be charged for sexual misconduct in Southeast Texas. A Harris County grand jury no-billed Watson Friday. Watson has long denied any wrongdoing after 20 massage therapists accused him of sexual assault or inappropriate actions during appointments. He's still being civilly sued, and the NFL is doing their own investigation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Generations of children knew Emilio Delgado as Sesame Street's fix-it shop owner Luis Rodriguez. This week, Delgado died at the age of 81, having been diagnosed with a form of blood cancer 2 years ago. He played Luis for 44 years, starting in 1971. The Sesame Street Workshop noted in a release that his was the longest-running role for a Mexican-American actor in a television series. Daylight saving time returns this weekend. Clocks will need to spring forward in most of the United States at 2 a.m. Sunday or whenever you go to bed tonight. Daylight saving time is not observed in Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Hawaii, or Arizona, except on the Navajo Nation. Daylight saving time is aimed at having an extra hour of daylight, which is a big reason those warm weather states and territories don't normally go along with it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.